Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. Our foundation scripture comes from John, the 6th chapter, verse 27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. The title of today's podcast is Caught by the Storm. Before we continue with our story, I'd like to mention some tips I gave you the last time, and hopefully you've utilized some of them in your writing efforts. Those three tips are: 1, loving what you are writing about; 2, being patient; and 3, being sure you know the ending point of your story. This week, I want to give you 3 more tips. The first one is to edit. I think the number one obstacle for people writing their book is the fear of making a mistake. Every author, as a matter of fact, has gone through a series of edits of what they've written. That is, every author has made mistakes in writing. If you wait and try to write material that is perfect, where you won't need to edit, you'll be waiting for a long time. The idea is to write something, that is, to identify something that you're passionate about. Don't worry about it being perfect. You can review and edit later. The fact of the matter is that you will have to review and edit what you've written many times. Think of the last book you've read. Well, the author had to go through several edits before you received the final product. It's just like a scene in a movie. We see a given scene as the actors and actresses are saying their lines perfectly, or at least it appears to be perfect. In reality, the reality of the situation is that each scene requires lines being said several times before one is selected as good enough to appear on the screen, one that might seem perfect to the TV audience. And in addition to that, a line might seem perfect to us as viewers, but it may not be. What the audience don't see is all the work that may have gone into producing that line. So, be willing to go over what you've written several times. The second tip I want to talk about today is to write for yourself. That is, write something that you wouldn't mind reading yourself. Reading is a lost art in many places, and some people say they don't have time to read. Well, fortunately today, we have electronic as well as audiobooks where you don't have to read in a traditional manner to comprehend the contents of a book. But the best way of appreciating what a book has to offer is by reading it, however you might go about doing that. As for me, I love reading a good book, that is, in the traditional manner, just like I enjoy watching a good movie. So, when I write material that, at the very least, I have an interest in. Often, when I'm in the process of writing a book, I go back to read what I've written and get a certain level of enjoyment out of it. And the last tip I want to talk about today is workspace. You might ask, what are you talking about, workspace? Well, I'm talking about the location where you will do your writing. According to the internet article where I got the tips that I'm citing today, there is no one particular place to write. To the contrary, you can write anywhere and everywhere. That is to say, wherever it is convenient for you to write at any given moment in time. As the article I've been referencing says, the entire world is your workspace. Then it goes on to say, a workspace may not be someplace you go to. It is a state of mind, the creation of thoughts in your mind. So in other words, It's a mental exercise. That is to say, you write in your head first by thinking about the things you want to write about. Sometimes this is called mental writing, where you think about what you're going to write, then you put it down on paper later. Now, this is very important. The sooner you put it down on paper after you've thought about the content, the better. And the reason for this is simple, so that you won't forget it. A good time for me to think about what I intend to write is just prior to going to sleep. You should try it sometimes. Then, all during the night while in slumber, those thoughts are processed through your subconscious mind and will become fertile ground by which other thoughts on the subject might be created. That's right, in your mind. Yes, your mind can be a treasure house of things that you can later put down on paper, ideas that will eventually be transformed into a book. We'll be back with our story for today in a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back. We take up from where we were the last time with Alan continuing to drive towards his destination of Kansas City on his way back to college. Alan was 2 hours into his trip and about midway to his destination when the weather started to turn for the worse. A little precipitation began to develop in the form of freezing rain. It became more and more difficult for his windshield wipers to keep the rapidly accumulating ice off of the glass. It was an eerie situation, to be sure, as sleet and frozen rain began to sound like the popcorn he had prepared just the previous evening at his parents' house when he was there with Joan. Pop, pop, clatter, clatter. The sound of frozen precipitation relentlessly hit the windshield. Alan's emotions as he drove were of a reflection of the constant clatter of the elements against his vehicle. His feelings soon transitioned into real concern. He soon realized that a scattered accumulation of so-called black ice was more visible in spots on the road than before. Alan had to be extremely careful, especially with the wind gusts happening on occasion, to keep his car safely on the road surface and not drift to the side where there likely would be more of an ice buildup. The partly cloudy skies with those puffy white clouds had given way to what was now a totally overcast gray sky. An abundance of nimbostratus cloud cover because of the very cold upper air temperatures led to the slight freezing rain that made driving miserable. As Alan noticed the level of gasoline in his fuel tank, he knew that he would need to stop at a service station just beyond Topeka to fill his tank. When Alan finished, he anticipated making the final 2 hours drive to his condo in Kansas City. What started out as a nice afternoon weather-wise, with only puffy white clouds dotting the clear blue sky, became a dreary, dark, overcast day with a mixture of freezing rain and sleet that increased in its intensity, especially after Alan refueled. As he left the gas station, Alan had to take care to avoid the scattering of black ice on the pavement that gave way to a slushy mixture of ice and water. Meanwhile, snow began to fall. While light in intensity, the snow immediately stuck to the surface of the ground because the temperature had dipped into the mid-20s. At least the snow accumulated primarily off the road on the grass and brush that dotted the rolling plains. But some of the side streets off the interstate were completely covered with snow and ice. With a little over an hour left in Allen's drive, the snowfall increased significantly with a howling wind as the overcast sky darkened. snow and ice had begun to build up on the interstate highway. The bad news for Alan was that shortly his itinerary would take him to one of the lesser traveled roads off the interstate highway as he got closer to Kansas City, where snow cover would likely be even heavier. After leaving Topeka with his gas tank filled, Alan exited onto Route 12, a lesser traveled road between Topeka and Kansas City. The road quickly became totally covered with snow and what was no doubt a sheet of ice under it. It was obvious to Alan that he had been caught by the storm with just over an hour left in his journey back to Kansas City. A stretch of road was coming up that was slightly elevated with shallow ditches on both sides with a very small shoulder onto which a vehicle could pull over and stop in the case of an emergency. Alan had reduced his speed drastically in order to safely navigate the treacherous conditions. He began to pray that he could make it for at least a few miles more so he could arrive at his condo without a weather-related incident. As Alan continued to drive on Route 12, he realized that the road was much worse than what he had experienced only a few minutes earlier on the interstate. But this was the only route between Topeka and his condo. Alan felt an uneasiness as he drove forward, realizing the mistake that he made by not taking more seriously the advice given to him by his father to delay his trip because of the storm. He did not take advantage of his father's advice. Yes, if Alan had taken wise counsel from his father, chances are that he would have avoided the severe weather conditions he was facing. But that was not to be. By now, the snow had covered the entire route of Alan's travels, which is to say, it covered the roadside to the point a motorist could not tell where the pavement ended and the grassy area began off the road. At least his car was filled with gas, and by now he was driving only at a snail's pace. He had already seen several stranded vehicles. Some motorists had stopped under bridges to wait for the snow to lessen its rapid descent. It was clear to Alan that the conditions would not improve much anytime soon. It would be a matter of days, not hours, before the slippery, snow-covered road conditions were likely to get better. The wind picked up significantly again and howled loudly as it blew between the scattered trees and brush that peppered the rural landscape on the high plains of East Kansas. Alan had two options at this point. One, to stop at the next rest area until the weather got better, or two, continue driving. He decided to continue driving as he figured that he could handle the bad road conditions. Alan was extremely cautious as he continued his drive. When Alan approached a curve, he carefully steered his car to avoid a skid of any kind. Once he safely navigated that curve, the overpass ahead presented an equally frightening situation. Bridge is always risky in such conditions because of the buildup of ice from the freezing temperatures beneath as well as above them. But he continued to drive with no apparent problem. In such miserable driving conditions, Alan utilized all the skills he had in steering the car to his destination, which seemed to be farther away than ever. At least the near blizzard conditions that he had experienced earlier finally abated. But with the road conditions as bad as ever, he struggled to keep his car steadily moving forward. The next mile or so was a slightly elevated road with shallow ditches on both sides and no protective guardrails. Because of the freezing rain that had fallen within these depressions, standing water had risen to a significant level. With any divergence off the road, a vehicle surely would end up in a ditch, with the motorist absorbing whatever consequences such a misfortune might bring. While safely across the treacherous bridge only about a half mile behind him, Alan saw that the road ahead continued to be covered with snow. A motorist could not distinguish between the unpaved area off the road and the paved road itself. Soon he realized that he had drifted off the pavement onto the side of the road to the right. At that point, he became very nervous and tried to correct his movement and return the vehicle to where he thought the paved road was by steering cautiously to his left. This did not work as planned as his car began to skid while still moving forward. He steered back to the right so that he would not skid off the road to the left. When he made this decision, he continued to skid forward and lost all control of the movement of his car. He could only brace himself to buffer what was sure to happen as much as possible and to somehow limit the damage to both himself and his vehicle. Alan's car continued to skid forward for a few feet, by now totally out of control. It began to turn around. It was skidding backwards, then off the road to the left into a shallow ditch. He felt as though he was moving in slow motion. After being temporarily airborne, his car finally came to rest on its bottom within the ditch, and his vehicle was now facing the direction from which he came. While fully conscious, he saw that his car had landed in water that had filled the ditch up to almost the door level of his vehicle. His first instinct was to get out of the car before the water would rise any higher and then, no doubt, start entering the vehicle. What happened next was truly remarkable in the face of this dangerous situation. Let's take a break, and when we return, we'll finish the story and close the podcast for today. Stay with us. Welcome back. Alan quickly opened the door and found that water had not come up to the bottom of the car. So, at least water had not entered his vehicle. He quickly got out and stepped into cold, standing water almost up to his knees. He then stumbled up the slight incline toward the top of the ditch from where his car rested. As he slowly walked, staggering and dazed up the small incline, he was met by a lady who had gotten out of her car and stood there as Alan continued his short walk up the bank of the ditch to the top where the road was. Alan was soon standing next to this lady, who then asked, "Are you okay?" "I'm fine, but my car is damaged probably beyond repair," he responded. "Well, I was right behind you and saw the whole situation as it developed with your struggle to keep your car on the road and to avoid skidding off into the ditch like you did," the lady explained. The lady told Alan that she was going to Kansas City, and Alan indicated that he too was on his way there. She then offered to give him a ride if that would help him. Being thankful that she was going to the same city he was, Alan joyfully said yes to the offer. That's our story for today. To get more information about the resources that are available for you to view concerning inspirational material, visit my website, williamporterlife.com. And also keep in mind that I'm available for any help you might need in writing your book. These series of podcasts are brought to you by the Every.Black Entrepreneurship Podcasting Network. In closing, remember, regardless of what you're going through, whether it's good or bad, there's always more. More good things. Wonderful things coming your way. Have a nice day, and we'll see you here the next time.